This is the California Hallway, set in Mrs. Thorne's own time period. If you look out the balcony window, you can see the skyline of San Francisco at nighttime, all lit up. My name is Lindsay McCann Morgan. I'm the keeper of the Thorne Rooms here at the Art Institute of Chicago. Glancing around the room, you can't but notice all the artwork, and there's something pretty significant about the artwork within this room. These were not made as duplicates of existing artworks. They were actually made specifically to go in this room. Looking at the far back wall over the fireplace is an original work by the Cubist painter Olsenfant. If you look to the right over the red sofa, there is an original work by Leger. And the pair of bronze sculptures are by John Storrs. Mrs. Thorne supposedly wanted to commission Pablo Picasso for an original piece for this room, so she sent her sister over to Europe.
Her sister Lydia Swift was in Paris and had the job of trying to contact Picasso. This is before the war.
Miniaturist Hank Kupchak.
So she went over to his studio four or five times and knocked on the door. And finally, the last time she went over, Picasso's studio was on the top floor, and he opened the window and shouted out, "What?" Mrs. Swift said, "I have a commission for you." So she trotted up five floors, and she showed Picasso what paintings aux enfants, the rest of them, had done for Mrs. Thorne. And he took one look at it and said, "That's silly," and then slammed the door. He wouldn't do it. But she tried.
Luckily, there were many artists who did not think it was silly, and they're just stunning pieces and specifically done to go in a miniature room.